Here with me this morning to tell us all about these new trials is Dr. Mark Polhemus. He's an associate professor of medicine at Upstate Medical University, specializing in infectious diseases, and he's also the director of the Center for Global Health and Translational Science. Welcome, Dr. Polhemus. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks.
So, dengue fever is here. Wow. Where are we finding it? Where is it most commonly occurring?
Throughout the world, there's about 36 million cases a year. Occurs enormous amounts in the Far East and in Central and South America. But it's recently moved up into the southern parts of the United States. So it's in Florida and Texas around the Gulf Coast now.
Yeah, I noticed that it's something about the first native cases were in Florida in more than 70 years or something, and now it's in Key West.
It's in Key West. So we've had the mosquito that carries dengue here all the time. So now we've just matched the disease with the mosquito.
Now that's really interesting. So tell us how you get it, first of all. Not everyone would understand how you would get it.
So the disease is a virus that is carried by a mosquito. And so you get the virus through the bite of the mosquito.
And it's, what kind of mosquito is it? Aedes aegypti.
Aegypti.
Yeah. So that's a mosquito I don't get. So can you explain to me and to our listening public, if the mosquito has always been here, why hasn't the disease?
Similar to dengue, malaria was here in these United States for a long time, and we still have the mosquito for malaria as well. So the vectors for many of the diseases around the world are right here. The mosquitoes for many of the diseases around the world are right here. But it takes a combination of the disease and the vector and the cycle through the human host for some of these diseases.
So explain that. What's the vector?
The vector is the mosquito, or in other diseases, the tick can be a vector.
So that's the thing that carries the disease and then infects the human.
Correct.
But the disease, does it exist outside of the mosquito? It's a virus.
It's a virus.
So
right.
It exists in the environment in some way. It lives outside of the mosquito.
Right. So it can. So many of these diseases can live in animal reservoirs, and then they're picked up by the mosquito and then carried. But
much like the deer carries the disease. Or the mouse
for Lyme disease. Correct.
Carries the disease, and then the deer tick that bites the deer is then the vector. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, makes sense.
But in dengue and in many diseases like malaria, the vector and the human host is the interaction that goes back and forth.
And this disease is very, very serious, isn't it? Dengue.
It can be very serious. The nickname is breakbone fever. So it comes in a couple of different forms. Many of the cases are completely asymptomatic. People don't know about it at all. Some of them have a mild fever and flu-like illness, and it can progress on to some very significant symptoms, like feels like your bone pain so significant they get the name breakbone fever.
Oh, so it's really deep bone pain.
Right. The intriguing thing about dengue is that the first time you get it, you usually have a much milder course. And then the second time you get it,
the
second kind of dengue, then you can get some significant illness. You can get a hemorrhagic fever or even progress to maybe shock.
When you say hemorrhagic fever, does that mean you're running a fever and you're bleeding?
Right.
Wow.
So you bleed into the skin and to other organs.
And then you were alluding, is there a third time? If you were to get it a third time?
No, it doesn't necessarily progress like that. But the second infection can have a variety of presentations to include a hemorrhagic fever and almost the same thing as death. Right.
Wow. So it is very, very serious. Why do you think it's spreading now?
Probably a variety of reasons. As we said, the vector's always been here. The question of how it gets here is probably from some of the Central and
Latin American
countries and islands we've had migrations.
So you have people coming here, perhaps with the disease, but it isn't human to human, is it, at this point?
That's human to mosquito to human.
Ah. So a human being who might have been bitten at one point, had the disease even mildly, could be bitten by this Aegypti's mosquito here in the United States, and then the mosquito would bite another human.
Correct.
Wow. So with global travel, international travel alone, I mean, I think you might have said this one other time you were here, that these kinds of diseases are only a plane ride away.
Only a plane ride away.
Yeah, right. So this idea of the United States somehow being isolated from these worldwide diseases is a fallacy. I mean, we're that close.
We're that close.
And I read somewhere that something like climate change could be playing a role. Do you think have you seen that in your studies? That
We haven't necessarily seen that yet, although it may play a role. The whole idea of the density of vectors with the disease, with the population. It takes all three, right? You have to have the human near the vector, which has the disease. And that combination, is the key to the disease starting to get a foothold and stay in an area.
Yeah, because it seemed to me, just in terms of common sense, that is, if there is truly warming and the winters aren't as severe, that perhaps some of these mosquitoes can exist longer or perhaps not be killed off each year.
That's interesting. So maybe perhaps a longer biting season or something else like
that. Yeah, I don't know. That was just something I kind of came across. But anyway, the good news, and I'd like you to tell us more about this, is that Upstate Medical University is currently conducting a trial right now in a new vaccine for dengue, which is really, I mean, we're a center for this, as you said. So tell us about that. What are you doing?
Our Center for Global Health and Translational Science is focused on development of vaccines and drugs and diagnostics for these exact diseases of the developing world, but also diseases that we see starting to pop up right here in the United States. Dengue is one of them. We have a trial of a new potential dengue vaccine. So the vaccine is made up of what are called attenuated viruses from each one of the four kinds of dengue that can infect humans. So attenuated means that the it's been weakened to the point where it can no longer cause the significant disease that you can get with dengue.
And is the concept that somehow, because if you're then inoculated with this vaccine, the body mounts its own response?
That's perfect. So you see the body sees what looks like dengue. And it mounts an immune response. And so the next time the body sees dengue, it will already be prepared and be able to halt the disease progression.
And that's kind of how all vaccines, the principle for most vaccines.
That is. That's
that right?
The principle behind vaccines.
So you're looking for people currently, is that right?
We are. We're looking for healthy individuals between the ages of 18 and 45 years of age. The study's going to be about 4 months long. There'll be about 15 or 16 visits over that four-month period. It starts with a vaccination. The vaccination will be in the shoulder, like most vaccinations. And then there'll be a follow-up period afterwards where we'll do some blood, some blood draws to ensure that the patient is doing fine, as well as be able to do some research assays so we can help figure out what kind of immune response this vaccine is mounting in the volunteer.
Are there risks to the participants?
There are. So participants can, like any vaccine, you can have a reaction to the vaccine. And there is the potential to get a kind of a febrile illness with this vaccine. It's not a licensed vaccine. It's under what's called an IND with the
So it's
FDA.
In trials.
So it's a clinical trial supported by the FDA to look at this drug in its early stages.
Well, if people are interested, they can contact you. How do they get involved?
So two ways. One is the phone number, 315-459-3031, or you can email trials@upstate.edu.
Wonderful. We hope that some people will sign on. They can help millions of people, it sounds like. Well, thanks so much for coming in and sharing this exciting new study with us. I wish you all the best with all of these efforts. My guest has been Dr. Mark Polhemus, Associate Professor of Medicine at Upstate Medical University, specializing in infectious diseases, and he's the director of the Center for Global Health and Translational Science.